Okay, holidays. Gotta love them, right? But between all those fancy meals and gifts, it can feel like my wallet is about to explode.
Well, it's really interesting how this time of year brings up this tension. You know, we want to be super generous, but then there's the budget, that article you shared, 5 tips to balance food and gift expenses or whatever. It really gets that.
It does. So what are your thoughts on their approach? What really stood out to you from the tips?
I think the biggest thing is how they look at holiday spending differently. It's not about cutting back on the fun. It's about finding smarter ways to do the holidays. They really push for strategic planning so you don't end up broke come January.
Yeah, I like that. Strategic celebration. So their first tip is all about gift budgeting, right? They have this motto, maximize value, minimize cost. It sounds pretty simple, but what does that actually look like in real life?
Well, one example they give is those pre-packaged gift sets, like the Amazon Basics ones, you know. At first, you might think, oh, that's kind of generic, but they're actually a good deal, value-wise. You get a bunch of useful stuff, and it's usually cheaper than buying each thing separately. Plus, you don't have to stress about picking stuff out, which is a win for me during the holidays.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
It's not just about the cheapest thing, it's about getting the most for your money and saving time, which is like gold during the holidays. The article also mentions personalized gift baskets. I love that.
Gift baskets are great for that personal touch without going overboard on spending. You can make them fit whoever you're giving it to, mix in some store-bought stuff with homemade things, maybe a local product, some fancy snacks, or even something you made yourself. It's way more personal than just a gift card and can be just as cheap.
I'm already getting some crafty ideas.
Yeah.
But when we talk about budgets, what about those people who are like impossible to shop for? You know, I always feel like I got to get them something big, even if it means blowing my budget.
Yeah, that's where setting spending limits comes in. The article's all about deciding upfront how much you're willing to spend on each person. It's like a financial roadmap for holiday shopping. It helps you avoid those impulse buys and make sure you're staying within your budget.
It's like giving yourself permission to say no to things that'll mess up your finances, which is good. Now, they also suggest handmade gifts. Is that even realistic for people with busy lives?
It doesn't have to be some big, complicated thing. It's about adding a personal touch to your gifts. Maybe you bake some cookies, make a playlist, or frame a photo. Those little things often mean more than something you bought because it shows you put in the time and effort.
That reminds me of this hand-drawn picture my niece gave me years ago, still on my fridge. It really is the thought that counts.
Yeah.
So we've talked about gifts, but there's also all the food. That can get pricey too.
You're right. And the article talks about economical festive feasts. It's all about planning ahead to make those delicious meals without spending a ton.
Okay, tell me more. How do we keep food costs down?
They say to buy non-perishable stuff in bulk, like spices, baking stuff, canned goods, anything you'll use a lot of. Bulk buying can save you a good chunk of change, especially if you find holiday bundles or those online deals from Amazon Pantry.
You know, I always forget about Amazon Pantry. Makes sense for those last-minute things you need. Did they say anything specific about those Amazon Pantry holiday bundles?
It seems like they're like a curated collection of essential ingredients, often at a discount during the holidays. Helps streamline grocery shopping, maybe save some money on those gotta-have-it items, like a one-stop shop for your holiday cooking.
That's handy, especially for procrastinators like me. But what about the main event, the big feast? Those ingredients can really add up.
Yeah, for that, they suggest potlucks and shared meals. A great way to split not just the cost, but also all the work of making everything. Plus, it makes the meal a shared thing, which is fun.
I love potlucks. Take some of the pressure off the host, too. They even talk about using a spreadsheet to plan it all out. I can see how that would be useful to know who's bringing what.
Totally. A shared spreadsheet keeps everyone on the same page, avoids duplicate dishes, and makes everything smoother. It's like a digital potluck command center.
Okay, we've got gifts and meals covered, but the holidays last a while, right?
Yeah.
How do we stay on top of our finances throughout the whole season?
That's a key point. The article's all about smart shopping and managing your money during the whole holiday season. Yeah, it's like we're programmed to think that a higher price tag means a better gift, but you know, I'm kind of over that. What does the article say about gift giving, like creatively?
They talk about experience-based gifts. It's about giving someone a memory or an experience instead of just a thing. And it can be way cheaper.
Okay, I'm listening. What kind of experiences are we talking about?
Like homemade coupon books for things you can do for them. Cooking dinner, organizing their closet, teaching them something you're good at. It's using your skills and time to give a personal gift that's meaningful and doesn't break the bank.
I like that. It comes from the heart, you know? Any other ideas?
They also mention sharing your skills. Maybe you're a photographer and you can give a lesson, or you're a gardener and you can share tips. It's connecting with someone over something you both enjoy and making a memory together.
It's like giving the gift of knowledge. I bet those are the gifts people really remember. Do they have any thoughts on virtual experiences?
Oh, yeah. Those have gotten really popular. You could give a virtual cooking class, a language learning subscription, or even a guided meditation course, expanding someone's world without them leaving the house.
And of course, there's always the Amazon digital gift card. It might seem a bit impersonal, but it lets the person pick exactly what they want, like an ebook, a movie, or an app. It's all about giving them the choice.
Right. It's all about giving them what they'll actually enjoy. But what about those people who still like getting an actual thing? The article has a section on low-cost, high-impact presents with some good ideas.
Okay, tell me about those. Low-cost, high-impact sounds good to me.
Think about personalized photo gifts. You can make photo albums, calendars, mugs, even phone cases with special memories on them. It turns a simple object into something meaningful.
Those are always fun. I have a mug with my dog's picture on it that I use every day. Always makes me smile. What else did they have?
DIY craft kits are cool, too. You can find cheap kits for all sorts of things, soap making, jewelry, candles. It's fun to do together, and you end up with something unique and handmade.
I love that it's an experience and a gift in one, and you don't have to be a crafting expert, which is good for people like me. Anything else like that?
They also talk about practical things for the house. Don't underestimate a good set of kitchen towels, a cozy blanket, or a nice storage container. People actually use and appreciate those things. It's practical, but still shows you care.
Totally. It's like saying, I care about your everyday life. And speaking of everyday life, they suggest giving someone a subscription service. That's a unique one.
Right. Subscription boxes are everywhere these days, and they cover so many things like streaming, meal kits, books. It's a gift that keeps on giving all year.
It's the gift that keeps on surprising. I gotta say, I'm feeling less stressed about holiday shopping now. These ideas are so creative. It really changes how you think about giving gifts.
Me too. It's like finding a way to give meaningful gifts without spending a fortune. The article also talks about using technology to manage your finances during the holidays. It's not just about shopping online, but using digital tools to stay on track and make smart decisions.
I usually think of technology as more of a shopping temptation during the holidays, but I'm interested to hear how we can use it to manage our money. What's the first step?
They start with price comparison websites. Those sites let you quickly compare prices from different stores to make sure you're getting the best deal. It's essential for any shopper who wants to save money.
Oh, for sure. Especially during the holidays when prices can be all over the place. What other digital tools do they recommend?
They suggest cashback apps. Those apps give you a percentage of your purchase back in cash or points. It's basically free money, which is always a good thing.
I've heard of those, but never really used them. Maybe I should start. Any other tech tools they mentioned?
Coupon tracking platforms are really useful, especially now. They automatically find and apply coupons when you're checking out so you don't have to hunt for codes. And if you shop on Amazon a lot, they suggest the Amazon Price Check browser extension. It lets you compare Amazon prices with other stores so you know you're getting a good deal.
It's like having a personal shopping assistant. It takes the guesswork out of finding deals and helps you stay within your budget. Did they mention anything specifically for budgeting and financial planning?
Definitely. Financial planning apps are getting more popular, and they can be super helpful during the holidays. They have features like expense tracking, budget allocation tools, and even ways to visualize your savings goals.
Okay, break that down for me. How do those features help us manage our holiday spending?
Expense tracking shows you exactly where your money is going, which is the first step to getting control. You can categorize your spending, see where you might be overspending, and make changes as needed. It's like seeing your spending habits in a mirror.
It's all about being aware, right? You can't fix a problem if you don't know it exists. What about budget allocation tools?
Those tools help you create a realistic holiday budget and actually stick to it. You can set aside specific amounts for different things like gifts, food, decorations, and travel, and then track how you're doing throughout the season. It helps you avoid those last-minute budget freakouts.
No more stressing about overspending. I like that. And what about those savings goal visualization things?
That's a cool feature that can help you stay motivated. You set a savings goal for the holidays, track your progress as you add money to your holiday fund, and you can even see how close you are to reaching your goal. Some apps use progress bars or other visuals to keep you going.
It's amazing how technology can make financial planning easier and even kind of fun. Did they have any other bonus tips for managing holiday finances?
They had a whole section called Bonus Strategies for Holiday Financial Management with some great advice. One of the biggest things they emphasize is planning early. The sooner you start thinking about your budget, your gifts, and your meals, the less stressed you'll be when the holidays actually get here.
That just makes sense. It's about spreading out the work and avoiding those last-minute panic attacks. What else did they say?
They also talk about talking to your family and friends about your budget. That can help prevent awkward situations where someone feels pressured to spend more than they can afford or gets a gift that's way too expensive.
Being open and honest about money is so important, especially during the holidays. It sets the tone for a more relaxed and enjoyable time. Did they have any other communication tips?
They said to be careful about impulse purchases, those tempting deals that can totally mess up your budget. It's about being mindful and asking yourself, do I really need this, or am I just getting caught up in all the holiday hype?
It's about staying true to what's important to you, both your values and your financial goals. I'm glad they brought that up. What was their final piece of advice in that bonus section?
They ended by saying to focus on meaningful connections with people instead of expensive gifts. The holidays are about spending quality time with loved ones, not about who can give the biggest or fanciest present. It's a good reminder to focus on what really matters.
So true. The best gifts often come from the heart, not from a store. It sounds like this article has a really well-rounded view of how to handle holiday spending.
It does. And they express that beautifully in their section on psychological approach to holiday spending.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about that yet. I'm curious to hear their thoughts on the mental and emotional side of holiday spending. What did they focus on in that section?
Yeah, it's like you get to decide how you want to celebrate. It's a good feeling.
Totally. This whole conversation has been really eye-opening. We've found so many great ways to approach holiday spending and be more mindful about it. It has been interesting, and that article, 5 Tips to Balance Food and Gift Expenses, really hits the point home. You know, it's not about saying no to everything or being cheap. It's about finding that balance, enjoying the holidays without the financial stress after.
As we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you really hope our listeners take away from all this?
I think the biggest thing is realizing that you can have a fantastic holiday season without spending a ton of money. It's not about following strict rules. It's about making thoughtful choices, knowing your limits, and focusing on what really matters to you and the people you care about.
I love that. So to leave our listeners with something to think about, I have one last question. What's one tradition or expectation you could change this year to make the holidays more enjoyable and less stressful financially? Maybe it's cutting back on those big expensive gifts, doing a potluck instead of a fancy dinner, or just being more aware of your spending habits throughout the holidays. What do you think?
That's a good question to think about as we get closer to the holidays. Remember, the holidays are about connecting with people, being grateful, and celebrating. There shouldn't be about stressing over money. Be smart about how you approach the season, and your bank account will thank you for it, and so will your loved ones.
Couldn't agree more. It's about making memories that will last, not ending up in debt. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into mindful holiday spending.